from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Final hour of power here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. It's the Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham taking you up to 10 o'clock before we hand things over to the Infinity Sports Network. Right now, we go out to the BetQL guest hotline to get a national perspective on the National Football League. We're joined by none other than my good brother, J.P. Acosta, who covers the NFL for SB Nation. Make sure you check out his work at SBNation.com. J.P., what's going on, my brother? How you feeling?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Always love talking ball with you, my brother. We're going to start locally here because, you know, I'm a diehard Washington Commanders fan, and we are doing DC Sports Talk Radio right now. So, heading into this season, new head coach, new GM, new quarterback, from the national perspective, like, what do you make of the Washington Commanders and how competitive they can be in the landscape of the NFC? And you don't have to be biased just because you're on in D.C. Tell it how T.I. is, J.P.
I think the hope going into this season is that you're at least competitive enough to the way I always put it with first-year coaches at different franchises is you need to see the vision. You need to see what the foundation is and what this team is going to be throughout the duration of this head coach's tenure. So for Dan Quinn and the Commanders, the goal is to see what the foundation is. What is going to be your calling card? And if that means the goal is we're going to be competitive in every game. You might not win, but you're going to make it tough on every single team. I think that is a very reasonable goal. I think that's a very reasonable thing to have as you bring in a rookie quarterback who, again, we don't know how they're going to translate to the NFL.
For sure.
We all think Jaden Daniels is going to be great in the NFL, but until he plays against people that don't wear the same helmet as him and actually want to hit him, we won't know that yet.
Yeah. For
sure. The goal, I think, should be to get further development out of those young guys, and that's why I think, you know, their offseason moves of adding so much to the defense is getting that defense up and running quickly to allow the offense to learn and grow along with their rookie quarterback. So I say the goal is just be competitive and fun.
For sure.
You can't be bad and you can't be not fun to watch. If you're going to be bad, at least be fun.
I think that is a very fair rule of thumb when it comes to the National Football League. In terms of what Washington did this offseason to surround him with the proper infrastructure to hit the ground running, like, do you think they have enough on the perimeter at tight end and wide receiver? And then what are your thoughts about what they have up front, whether or not it will be good enough ultimately to get Jaden through 17 games and hopefully a playoff berth?
So I really like Washington's skill position talent that they have for Jaden Daniels. I think Terry McLaurin, obviously one of the best receivers in the NFL, is a quarterback's best friend. Extremely sure-handed, going to get open. I think Jahan Dotson might be on track for a breakout year. But I love the Ben Sinat addition to the draft. I love his game. He's a physical blocker. He might not be the best blocker right now, but he is sure going to give you a whole lot of effort. And then Brian Robinson runs extremely hard. I think the offensive line has pieces. The biggest question I have is actually for Cliff Kingsbury, because okay. I will be 100% honest with you. I am not the biggest fan of Cliff Kingsbury and his offenses. It felt like a collection of plays and not a coherent scheme for how to attack a defense. And a lot of it felt like, hey, Kyler, go save us. Or, hey, throw the ball to DeAndre Hopkins on the backside of a 3-by-1. Yeah. So I want to see the growth that he has going into a new offensive coordinator spot. You're not the head coach. All you got to worry about is drawing up the offense. So I'm really intrigued by the skill position talent that they have. I think the offensive line might take a little bit of time to gel, but ultimately my biggest question is for Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, I can agree with you. I think that's super fair. You're not the only one that has had those questions and criticisms about his previous offenses in Arizona. The one thing we were mentioning before you got on here, we saw this last year. For whatever reason, Eric Bieniemy got beside himself. I don't know if he was trying to get a head coaching job, but they set Sam Howell up for failure simply based off of how often they asked him to drop back. They were the most pass-heavy team in the National Football League, and you and I both know that is not the recipe for success when it comes to a young quarterback hitting the ground running. You mentioned Brian Robinson Jr. and how hard he runs the football. They brought in Austin Ekeler as well. My thought process is if they can't establish some sort of balance offensively, it is going to be a nightmare for this group on that side of the football. In terms of Cliff and what he asked Kyler to do as a runner in Arizona, do you think Jaden has a similar skill set to be able to thrive in that area of the game?
I think he does. I think that's ultimately kind of the selling point for Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury's offense is he was such a dynamic runner where I think Kyler is a better athlete in terms of change of direction and quickness.
Yeah.
But in terms of pure speed, Jaden Daniels is one of the fastest quarterbacks I've scouted. His game is very similar to another former Washington quarterback. It's very similar to RG3.
Oh, don't and say that, JP. Ability, JP, every know, time you say know, that, brother, I get beside myself. Because we know what Bobby
know,
Three Sticks was.
I understand. But when you watch Jaden Daniels play, the boom plays with the legs. It's the 20-yard gains. It's the 40-yard completions downfield. Some of the in-between stuff right now might not be that great. But the boom, you're here for the boom stuff.
For sure.
You're here for the fireworks show. And so I think Cliff Kingsbury can use the fireworks show to create this offense around, hey, we're going to try and hit people in the mouth with Brian Robinson. We're going to attack the edges of a defense with Jaden Daniels' legs. And I think Austin Ekeler factors into this because he is a vet, one, and two, he is a reliable checkdown. So in areas where Brian Robinson might not be the best receiver or checkdown option, you have Austin Ekeler who can kind of sub in. I don't think Austin Ekeler is going to be taking serious snaps from Brian Robinson. Yeah. But on those third downs where you need a guy who can – it's like third and long, and you just need somebody to get real close. That's what Austin Ekeler is going to be able to do.
JP, you know, I always appreciate you giving us some time. This is not to try to rip off the Band-Aid that is last year's Jaguars. This isn't me trying to poke fun at you, my friend. I just happen to know who you root for. Trevor Lawrence, 2 red zone turnovers today in practice. Are you concerned at all about the start of training camp for the Jacksonville Jaguars? And why should I have confidence that one of the worst red zone teams in the NFL last year, why should I have confidence rather that they're going to bounce back? Because through the first 2 days of training camp, my friend, it does not look good.
So I would tell everybody to calm down because they're not wearing pads
yes,
yet.
And I give you that.
But they cannot hit people yet. And the reason I think the Jaguars will be much better in the red zone this year is because they couldn't run the ball last year.
Yeah,
they were one of the worst running teams in third and short yardage situations and goal line situations because they could not generate push. The Jaguars were a finesse team last year. They weren't physical. That's what they worked on all offseason. They replaced one person on the offensive line. That was the Jaguars telling everybody who they thought the problem was. They were Luke Fortner. They went and replaced Luke Fortner with Mitch Morse. They told him, you are the problem.
Yeah.
So the hope is with more continuity, you add more physicality in Mitch Morse. I would tell everybody to relax because, again, it's day two. Defenses are normally going to be ahead.
For sure.
Everybody's got to relax. Now, if this is happening like a week into the preseason, a couple weeks into the preseason, the alarm bells can start to ring a little bit. But for the most part, I think everybody around the league just needs to take a deep breath. I know we're excited that football is back.
For sure.
But it's been 2 days. Let's relax.
Let's just hope I don't have to calm you down during the regular season, my friend. I will ask you this. In terms of, because every year we see it, I believe the last 32 years, JP, we've seen at least four new playoff teams throughout the National Football League. If I had to put you on the spot here right now and ask you which four teams that didn't make the playoffs last year that you think are going to make it this year, who would it be?
Well, the first one I think is going to be the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
I think their defense is incredibly underrated. DeForest Buckner is a monster on the interior along with Grover Stewart. Zaire Franklin is awesome at middle linebacker. And Gus Bradley.
Yes.
Gus Bradley really changed my thoughts on him last year. I thought he was going to live and die by the Seattle cover three, but he changed it up, and I think that's more power to him. But you're here for Anthony Richardson. You're here for the light show.
Yeah.
You are here for the fireworks. And if he is healthy, that offense is going to be awesome. The second team that I'm going to say makes the playoffs this year after missing last year, another obvious one, because somebody has to win the division. I think it's the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
This has got to be the year because you put all the chips into the Kirk Cousins basket for this year and next year. It's got to be this year. You know, like, I think they have the talent. I think Zach Robinson is going to be a phenomenal play caller. I think he played a massive role in what Sean McVay and the Rams did last year. Super excited to see him in control of an entire offense. And I think the defense will get enough splash plays in a division where it is basically four blind mice chasing after the same piece of cheese.
Yeah.
Now, the other two teams, I think it gets really interesting because, you know, you're looking at teams in divisions where it's kind of stacked.
Yeah.
You can make a case for every single team. But the one I'm going to go with, and I've had a lot of questions about this team this offseason, it's the New York Jets. If everything breaks right for the Jets, they will make the playoffs.
They're going to have the best defense in the league.
If Aaron Rodgers is simply healthy, how much does a healthy Aaron Rodgers make a difference? It could make a big difference because anything is better than what happened last year.
Yeah.
And then the last team, I'm going away from saying the Jaguars because that's kind of an obvious one. They were on track to make the playoffs before everything fell apart. The last one, I'm cautiously intrigued by the prospect of the Arizona Cardinals making the playoffs.
I'm on that. I'm sipping that Kool-Aid, JP.
I'm a little excited about what this offense is going to look like, especially after Kyler Murray got healthy, came back. Trey McBride is going to be a breakout candidate. He's one of my breakout candidates this year. If Marvin Harrison Jr. is everything that we think he is going to be, that receiver, that skill position room is incredibly talented. And I think Jonathan Gannon got the most out of a defense that was, let's face it, that didn't have a lot of name talent.
For sure.
So if that offense can just generate some sort of functionality, the defense just probably has to be average. All you got to be is average, you know? But I think they're going to be the one that doesn't make the playoffs, that didn't make the playoffs last year, that can really make that jump this year.
Yeah, I'm fascinated to see it, man. You mentioned Trey McBride, someone I'm also super high on. And I look at that game at the end of the regular season against the Philadelphia Eagles, and I go, you know what? That is the pain in the ass that I think the Cardinals could be, not just next year, but moving forward, man. They seem like they've got something cooking there out in Arizona. JP, always appreciate you giving us some time, my friend. We'll do it again soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
That is JP Acosta. Make sure you check out his work at SBNation.com. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, let's hear from Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. A little passive-aggressive when it comes to his contract situation. That's next on The Fan.
And life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Big shout out to our guy JP Acosta joining us in the last segment. Right now, want to continue to talk all things National Football League. We'll look at it from a big picture perspective. Washington gearing up for their third training camp practice tomorrow, but their bitter arch rival, the Dallas Cowboys, have multiple contract conundrums that they are currently in. They're trying to get big-time deals done with star edge rusher Micah Parsons, star wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, who is not at training camp out in California right now with Dallas as he holds out in hopes of a new contract. One guy that is in Dallas that also needs to get his money is Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. I cannot remember the last time an organization went into a season with a head coach in a lame duck contract year, as well as a quarterback in a lame duck contract year. Here's Dak Prescott post-practice earlier today talking about his contract status in Dallas.
It's a two-way street that they have wants, I have wants. I think I've deserved that. Understanding that this is a business, and obviously I want to be here. Talking about growing up, this is where I've become a man. So. But that end of the day, at the end of the day, it's a business, and you know, when I'm gonna say, I want to be here. But you know, when you look up all the great quarterbacks I watched played for other teams. So my point in saying that is that that's not something to fear. That may be a reality for me one day. May not be my decision. So that's the freedom that I have is. Be where your feet are, make the most of it, be confident in yourself, make your team better. I love my teammates, I love that locker room, I love everything about being out here in Oxnard and being a Dallas Cowboy, so that's what allows me to be free and focused and understand that in time comes, who knows what comes. As I said, I've been through a lot of adversity personally, that it's about, you know, being thankful for where you are, hugging and loving on your loved ones, and taking it one day at a time, and handling the rest when it approaches.
I cannot tell you what the hell is wrong with Jerry Jones in the Dallas Cowboys. There is no way you can tell me that his contract should not be handled at this point. Let's be very honest and transparent about Dak Prescott. Led the NFL last year in touchdown passes. Third in the NFL in yards, had the second-best QBR in the National Football League. The Cowboys have won 12 games each of the last 3 years with Dak Prescott being the guy. The one knock on Dak Prescott is the lack of playoff success. I believe he's 2-4 in the postseason in his career. It's simply not good enough. He is a quarterback that clearly has established himself as a guy that's damn sure an NFL starter. I dropped my top 10 quarterback ranking earlier this offseason. I think he's the fourth best quarterback in the National Football League. The problem with Prescott is he's making critical mistakes in big-time football games. Two interceptions in the wild card loss against the Green Bay Packers. Year before that, turned the football over in their divisional round matchup against San Francisco. He must be better when the lights shine the brightest. And I feel like if you're Dallas, though, is the grass greener on the other side? Because you can go find another quarterback. The question is, can you get 4,500 yards, 69.5% completion percentage, 36 touchdowns, 9 picks? Can you get that out of the next quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys? That is the debate that they're going to have to go back and forth on here over the next couple of weeks, and we'll see how long Dak stays in Dallas.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.